and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. Hey guys, I thought I'd do a podcast on how do I know when I'm hypomanic, and this is really on topic this past 2 weeks because I have been hypomanic. Now I'm starting to come down. So it all started with adding Latuda while switching to Latuda from Seroquel. I should add that I took an Ambien because I need to help to fall asleep early tonight. So now I'm starting to feel in it. It's kind of talking a little slowly, but it was just kind of really interesting as I was observing the symptoms of my hypomania, and not just how I observed it, but how I was interacting with other people, and how they observed it. Particularly my housemate, who commented back to me. But I'll get into that in a minute. Basically, what happened was I switched from Seroquel to Latuda, and it immediately made me hypomanic. Maybe there was a slight ramp up, but I really liked it, of course, because I was not in that horrible depression. But part of the problem could have been because I was on Prozac as well and Zoloft, although they're both very, very low doses. So we decided to go off the Zoloft. But even with the Zoloft, I'm not sure if it was quite a full week out of my system, but I was just very hypomanic. I shouldn't say very. For me, I was reasonably hypomanic. I never get too high. I'm getting tired. So what happens to me? How do I know I'm hypomanic? In the beginning, I don't always necessarily know. That's the interesting thing. And I know, like, when people get super high, they don't realize they're hypomanic, or at least they don't want to realize it. I must have ramped up because I was really liking it at first, but I also wanted to take more of it. And before I even talked to my doctor, because I was feeling good. Now, the problem with me is being disabled on low income, very low income. If I'm depressed, I don't go out, but it also means I don't spend money. And so if I'm hypomanic, I go out and I'm spending money. Even normal, I'm going out and spending money. I mean, the way I survive is by not going out and spending money. But anyways, you know, it started coming up I'm going to move. I'm going to move 500 miles away. I'm going to move to the ocean. I totally want to do this. I'm going to do this. I like called my parents instead of a discussion. It was like, we're going to do this. I'm going to do this. I've already made the decision. Which definitely was a sign for me of hypomania. It was this level of confidence that I want to talk about a little bit more. That's interesting. I mean, the differences between depression and hypomania, can be quite extreme. But I just find the transition interesting because when you're depressed so long or when you're hypomanic so long, you forget what the other side of the spectrum is like. So, and maybe not even realizing being depressed so long that there was this lack of confidence, because, I mean, generally, as a person who I am, I've always been a very confident person. But then I started talking with, I would say, it's not that I wasn't confident before, but it was like I started talking with an air of confidence and kind of carefree-ness to it, and kind of matter-of-factly to it. So I was very confident about moving. And when I started coming down, I was like, holy shit. Can I really do this? Oh my God. Like, reality started setting in. You know, I just got out. I didn't do anything social, but I was getting out and doing some errands and stuff. And it was, you know, I didn't feel depressed. The other thing I do is I started noticing I was dancing, kind of happy dancing stuff. And just, I used to do all that when I was younger. Just very, you know, top of the world, top of the morning to you, kind of attitude. Gosh, I say a lot, don't I? I think the most interesting thing, and of course, I was very talkative and, you know, cutting people off and doing a lot of that and just wanted to keep talking. I think it was difficult for some people to cut me off. And the other thing that was interesting is, several days before, or a week before, I can't remember, I was talking to my housemate. I just happened to bring up the issue of vaping and how they found it's, you know, can cause lung damage and people were dying. And so we talked briefly about it. And then he came down the kitchen and I was sitting nearby and I had just read an article on vaping. And I said, oh, actually, yeah, that would be it. Sorry, I'm just thinking in terms of, that ambience really hitting me. So that was the first thing was I brought up the vaping again, and which is talking about what I thought about it and blah, 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 and what do you think about it and blah, blah, blah. And he said to me, why are you bringing this up to me again? It wasn't in a mean way. And I just said, why, what do you mean? He goes, well, I'm just wondering why you brought it up again. I'm just curious. And it was clear to me from his tone, he was not just curious, he was confused. He was very confused. And so I said, well, I just read an article about it. And he goes, but you seem to be obsessed about it. Which I wasn't. I was just more chatty. And so it was so different from my behavior with him as he's used to it. Because I've never been hypomanic around him before. And so I just told him because he's been there for a while, you know. And I said, well, I'm actually bipolar and I'm a little bit high. I'm a little hypomanic right now. Got a change of medication. And I, you know, can just get very talkative. And he's like, well, you just sounded obsessed. And I said, no, I'm more exuberant, I guess. Because he says, well, you know, usually when you talk, you're more mellow. And I was reminded of something a colleague and then became a boyfriend and now ex-boyfriend said to me, and my mother said the same words, and this is why, it's kind of stuck with me, is that I can be very intense sometimes. And I realize now that that was a bipolar. And not necessarily hypomanic happiness or confidence, but also that irritability, because that was the other thing. The first thing that started happening was, I didn't say first thing, but I don't know, somewhere in the middle, I was getting hypomanic irritability and, kicking in. I was like yelling at my cats and nearly threw my phone across the room. And, you know, the scary thing is like, I don't know it's there until it erupts. It's like a volcano. It's just this impatience that I have. And that part of it, I don't like. Especially like one point it can be a little bad and I could want to do a little road rage, you know. Anyways, yelling at the truck driver, giving him the finger. Yeah. So anyways, just wanted to share those thoughts and kind of wondering, like, how do you know when you're hypomanic? Or is there someone a loved one of yours that you wonder if they're hypomanic and they've been showing some symptoms and you're wondering if those are symptoms. Now my hypomania is always really mild, but if someone has hypomania, that gets much higher, they can, be gambling. I mean, spending money is a big thing. Risk taking behavior, which I will do some of that too. And spending money is part of that because I don't spend that much, but I don't think about consequences. Like I don't think it through like a budget. I'll be okay. I'll be fine. It's sort of my, what's going on in my mind. And then of course the racing thoughts, like my brain is just working 200 times faster than normal. And I'm not sleeping or not sleeping well, and that's no fun at all. So I would really love to hear your thoughts here on the podcast. You can leave comments, I know, on Anchor. I'm not sure about Spotify or Apple Podcasts, but you can also go to my website, and I'll share that with you at the very end as well. All right. Thanks, and catch you next time. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it. And it helps encourage me to go on and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog, that's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, M-I-X-E-D. .wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, at jillmimo on twitter.com. Okay, thanks guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.